03.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Garden House residents appeal to Lusaka City Council to repair 40 streetlights from Lumumba Road. In African news, Tanzanian Zamona ex-speaker who resigned over death row. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka's Garden House area have appealed to Lusaka City Council to repair 40 streetlights from Lumumba Road to Garden House. Speaking in an interview with Common Ready News, the residents disclosed that the streetlights have not been working for over 2 years now, thereby posing security concerns to motorists and residents at night. The residents stated that some of the streetlights have been vandalized due to the lack of urgency to have them fixed by the council. They have since urged the council to urgently repair the streetlights in a bid to enhance security in the community. Residents of Chibomfwe in Mukushu's Matuku Ward have called on the government to provide a funding for the completion of the classroom block that was left unfinished due to lack of resources. According to Giledi Pensulo, a community member, construction of the classroom block was initiated by residents and reached a roofing level before works are stalled.
Chibomfwe, we are going to have a number.
And Matuku Ward Councillor Jairus Tembo said the project was among several submitted for government support, but priority was given to the construction of the police post in the area. He added that while the school project was not selected in the initial phase, it remains the second priority and could receive funding in the next budget allocation.
That block which has been built
we only require the iron sheets and a few things. That one was brought before the CDF. It is still under consideration. The community started and then it was applied for completion. It came in the CDF and it was, of course, considered, except that we had priorities. The priorities were the Masansa police. And then that one came second. The residents should remain patient because we know what is supposed to be done at that particular place. And the community has done a lot, and I feel I should only encourage the community to remain calm.
Iteji, Member of Parliament at Wambo Mtinja, has appealed to government to introduce the feeding program in secondary schools. Mr. Mtinja says this will help pupils, particularly those from low-income backgrounds who struggle with food insecurity at home. He says by introducing a school feeding program in secondary schools, the government can help address food insecurity, improve student outcomes, and support the overall development of the country's youth. Mpongwe District Commissioner Mwamba Shimwitwa has applauded the government's interventions in prioritizing the Africa Vaccination Week to consolidate gains made towards achieving global child health targets outlined in Sustainable Development Goal No. 3. Mr. Mwambashi said the launched African Vaccination Week is an important event in Zambia's national health calendar and that mobilizing resources, raising awareness, and delivering high-impact child health and nutrition services. The district commissioner said this when he officially launched the Africa Vaccination Week that will run up to August 12, 2025, which is being held under the theme, Immunization for All is Humanly Possible. And Mpongwe District Health Director Henry Silavwe has implored residents in the area to ensure that their children can be vaccinated so that they can be protected from diseases.
Every child should be vaccinated. We need to ensure that our community are properly and fully vaccinated so that we prevent them from having diseases that we can prevent with the vaccine. Regardless of the distance that exists in our community, we need to ensure that we take all these children to the nearby health facilities so that they get vaccinated. Our government, under the President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, is making sure that all these vaccines are present in all the health facilities.
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go. The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Zambia, it's Bongo Bongo Boss level up time. Deposit just 10 kwacha, get free bets, cashback, even Bongo Bongo gear.
Your phone, your vibe, your Bongo Bongo moment.
It's not lag, it's Bongo Bongo.
18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business is it. Mitego, Zama Oja, Zamele Kalandira, Ife, pa Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg repu 150, 50 kg Chinese 120, 50 kg Lumanda 480, 50 kg Ondwe 250, 50 kg Kalembula 130, 50 kg Mupilu 120, 50 kg Delele 700, 50 kg Impwa 370, 50 kg Nshava za Fresh 650.